Hello.
Hello, my name's Elizabeth, calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is her.
Yes, ma'am, and how can I help you?
I just needed to, like, reopen a claim, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. I couldn't figure out how to do it online.
Okay. Give me 1 second. And can I get your social, please?
424-430-0988.
All right. Can I get your name and date of birth?
Caitlin Brown. K-A-I-T-L-I-N. And 7/15/1995.
And for security purposes, can I get you to verify your mother's maiden name and your license number?
Nobles 969-7814.
Thank you. All right, let me see. Okay, so you are going to have to open a new claim.
Yeah, I tried to on the website. But the server wouldn't work.
Okay, so we can go ahead and do that today. We can go ahead and start your new claim today.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Yeah. All right. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And will this be checkings or savings?
Savings.
Okay, can I get your routing number?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's see. 262-276410.
And your account number, please.
67890.
All right. And your address?
129 Thames, T-H-A-M-E-S, Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
And is the resident address different from the mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can I get a primary telephone number?
Oh, wait. Has it changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh. We moved into our house like March 2020. So it has changed, hasn't it?
No, ma'am. We're in 2022.
I mean, we moved in March 2021.
Okay. So you're almost at a year.
Okay. So is that fine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And can I get a primary telephone number?
334-398-3119.
Thank you. So I'm going to verify your address. It's 129 Thames Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question number one, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 22098 Pecan Loop, 23225 Rochelle Loop, 521 Saddlewood Drive, 6813 Markham Drive, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1987 Pope Avenue, 399 Crawford's Cove Road, 5270 Main Street, 831 Artillery Range West, or none of the above?
5270 Main Street.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Albertville, Tuscaloosa, Montgomery, Madison, or none of the above?
Montgomery.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the last day that you worked?
Okay. So, this is going to be a little tricky. I'm trying to scroll up and find it. So I got COVID on January 17th. So obviously I was out for 10 days. But I was still having symptoms even after the 10 days. So I didn't go to work for 3 weeks. And then that following Monday, after the third week, I was getting ready to go to work, but I took my son to the doctor, and he ended up having the flu. So my employment was terminated.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I'm sorry?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business? Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
I'm sorry?
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No.
Okay. 1 second. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No. Back to that other question, what do they mean by, like, what if I was looking for even part-time work? Would I still choose no?
So in order to qualify for unemployment, you must be able, available, and actively seeking full-time work.
Oh, okay, then yes.
Okay.
I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. give me 1 second. Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
All right. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I guess 30.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$9.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What does that mean?
Are you a union worker?
Oh, no.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And what was your job title?
Preschool teacher.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. And the name of the last company that you were employed with?
Camilla Baptist.
Okay. Do you know if it goes by any other name?
No.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. Can you spell Camilla for me?
Yeah. CAMILLA.
All right. And do you have their address for me, please?
Yes. 201 Woodvale, Woodvale Road, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Okay. One second. All right. And do you have their phone number for me?
Yeah, 334-365-5693.
Okay, and when was your employment start date with this company?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay, so if you can kind of just guess the date for me.
I'm looking back and I'm
okay, can I put you on hold for 1 second, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am, I do apologize.
I think it was January 10th. Like, I literally just started there that week, and then I got sick, and then after that, we got COVID. And so I was off for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Well, three.
And the city and state that the work was performed in?
Prattville, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this your last employer?
Yes.
And the reason why you're no longer working for this company?
We got COVID, and then shortly after COVID, my son got diagnosed with the flu that following one day.
Okay. And you were discharged?
Yeah, I told them that I was going to take my son to the doctor that Monday. And my job told me that if I did not come to work Tuesday, then I would have to figure out other employment, basically. And he ended up having the flu, so I was not able to go to work.
Okay. And the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Jessica Zinn, S-E-N-N. And she is the director of the daycare.
Okay. And what was the date of your discharge?
Let me go back. February 7th.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
My son got, on February 7th at 6 a.m., she told me that if I'm unable to come in tomorrow and be there on a consistent basis, like I said, we got COVID, and then I was still sick for 3 weeks, which I know like COVID, you could still be sick for a while afterwards. I was still having symptoms, and she told me that then we are going to have to go a different direction employment-wise. And then I sent her the picture at 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. of my son, his excuse testing positive. For the flu, and I said, thank you for the job opportunity, but I'll not be in tomorrow. And then that's when she said, that she was just praying for our family and stuff. It didn't end like on a bad note or anything.
Okay. And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
What does that mean?
Whatever you were discharged for, is that what happened?
Like not being able to come in because my child was sick?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I can. Okay. I have proof as well. So.
Okay. And did you ever have any prior warning for the same or similar act?
What does that mean?
Have you ever been warned about being absent before?
Like being warned about like me losing my job,
or just being absent, not able to make it to work.
No.
Okay. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Well, like I said, we had been absent kind of like for a good bit because we had COVID for that those 3 weeks. And that last week, my son got diagnosed with the flu on Monday. So he had had the flu prior that week while we were out. And I had, there was also like a bad incident that happened with my son there also. She told me that, I told her, thank you for everything. And then I actually tried to reach out to another daycare that I applied for. And I didn't get the job, so that's why I'm applying for unemployment.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and your 4-digit PIN number is 8895.
8895, okay.
Yes, ma'am. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 334-954-4094.
Oh, wait. I have a quick question. I forgot to tell you this. I don't know. It, like, slipped my mind. Is working for, which I may not qualify now after we did all this because I just remembered it. Is working for places like DoorDash and stuff, is that considered employment with y'all, like when it comes to y'all?
It is considered employment, yes, ma'am. But there's a certain way that has to be filed.
Okay.
Okay. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
All right.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes. If I find a job between now and, so you said it takes like 2 to 3 weeks?
Yes, ma'am. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your claim.
Okay. So if I claim, like, if I do it Sunday, and then say I find a job between like 2 or 3 weeks from now, then what do I do? Do I just stop claiming and then my benefit, like, it'll just go away?
Okay, so what you would do is, starting this coming up Sunday, you're going to want to start doing your weekly certifications all the way up until your claim is approved, and then after that until you become full-time employed again.
Okay, but if I come full-time, if I become full-time employed before my employment gets approved, what do I do then? Just don't do the weekly certification.
Correct. Once you become employed, stop doing the weekly certifications, and your claim will still be processed.
Oh, okay. But like, I won't owe money or anything.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, because I just wanted to do this, like, just in case, like, just to go ahead and have it, because I'm, like, trying to find employment now. So, like, I was just making sure, like, if I did find employment, that all I would have to do is just stop doing the weekly certification.
Yes, ma'am. That's all you have to do. Once you do find suitable employment, just don't call in and do weekly certifications anymore.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am. That'll be all.
And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.